Okay, today is Daf Ches. We're on Daf Ches. Top line of Daf Ches. V'shavin she'ein mevi ashem talui. That neither a Kohen Gadol, the Shavin means the Rabbanon, Rebbe yesterday and the Chachamim both agree that a Kohen Gadol does never brings an ashem talui. Minalan, how do you know that? T'chsev it says v'chiper olav ha'kohen al shigagaso asher shagag. Right? Rebbe Savar, mi shekol cheto bishkaga. Anyone whose sin is with a shogig. Yatzadzeh, excluding a Kohen Gadol, she'ain kol cheto bishkaga, el b'halom davar. A Kohen Gadol, as we said yesterday, if a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, he doesn't bring a Karban Chatas. Everywhere the Jew in the world does, not a Kohen Gadol. He only brings a Chatas if he paskin himself first.
He possibly made a mistake.
Right, the Kohen Gadol walks into the house on Shabbos, turns the light on by mistake, he does not bring a chatas. But if he sits there with a whole lump, that's why it's mutter, b'shogig, and then he turns the light on b'shogig, then he realizes that was a mistake, then he brings a karban chatas. So therefore, he doesn't bring an ashram tali. Why? Because ashram tali is only are somebody who brings a regular karban chatas. Now, midi kolksiv, let's say the word kol, right? In dimke nichtav al shigaso. It should have said al shigaso. Lamali ashra shogag. Why does it say Shigaso Asher Shogag? Kamashwalan Taad Ika Kol Cheto Bishkaga. It has to be the Chet has to lead to a shogig, to a chatos, and that doesn't happen by a Kohen Gadol. Skip the parentheses. Verabanan. What about the Rabbanan? Mi Shecheto Bishkaga. They say somebody whose Chet is a shogig, Yotza Mashiach She'ein Cheto Bishkaga, Kohen Gadol again does not bring a carbon chatos, Loba Vodas Kochavim, Loba Shar Mitzvos. The only way they could bring a Karban Chatas is if they have a Helam Davar, a Psak, first. Therefore, a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a Shkoli either. Okay, fine. Next Mishnah. Ein Bezdin Chayavin. Bezdin doesn't bring a Chatas. Ad Shiyoru B'davar Shezidono Kares V'Shigagasa Chatas. Only if they paskid about something, that if it was done on purpose, you get Kares for it. And if it was done on mistake, you have to bring a Karban Chatas for it. Okay? V'chein HaMashiach, same story with a Kohen Gadol. V'lo b'avodas kochavim, same thing with a vodazara. Ad shiyoru aldavar shetadono kares v'shigatso chatos. Okay? Menolan, how do you know that? How do we know that's together? Right? D'tanya, Rebbe Omer, Nemar Kan, Oleha. It says over here, Oleha. In the parallel davar, it says the noda hachatos asher chatu aleha, the nemar lahalon, and it says over there. Where's over there? By the isser of not marrying your sister's wife, your wife's sister. By achos isha, it says aleha, right? Okay, can you get more left field than that? Ma lahalon davar shetadono kares v'shigagaso chatos. Just like over there, it's talking about an issue, marrying your wife's sister. It's something that's amazing to get courage for that. Shogig it's a chatos. Afkan, so too over here. But parham davar shetzivor. Davar shetzadono kares, v'shigagaso chatos. Same thing.
Still from left field. Still from left field.
Still lamamish. It's a gzereshava.
Yeah.
Ashkechan tzibor.
At least it's conceptually understandable. Well, that's the type of thing it's talking about.
Correct. Ashkecha and Tzibor. That's all good for a Karban Tzibor. Mashiach Minolan. What about a Kohen Gadol? How do you know the same thing as by a Kohen Gadol? Right? The answer is, L'ashmas Ha'am. It says yesterday, we had L'ashmas Ha'am, Harei Mashiach Kitzibor. The Kohen Gadol is just like the Tzibor. Nasi Yalif. What about a Nasi? What about a Melech? Yalif, Mitzvos. It's a Gzeir Shava. Ksiv gabi nasi v'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. Uksiv b'tzibur v'asu achas mikol mitzvos. Also by the tzibur it says that. Ma tzibur davar shezdono kares v'shigaso chatos. Af nasi davar shezdono kares v'shigaso chatos. Okay?
This is getting worse now.
Why?
Because if you're going to use one Gzeir Shava for one item.
Yeah.
We use it as everything.
Right.
Now you go individual items using the same exact thing.
No, we're not using different Zeresh Shava.
No, it's a different Zeresh Shava, it's the same thing.
Well, we're not finished. Yachid. What about a regular Jew? Also, a guy forgets to put on tefillin in the morning. Doesn't bring a korban chatos for that. Why not? Because only bring a korban chatos if it's a shigas. If you did it by mezid, you have to bring get kares. Then if it's rogig, you bring a chatos. How do you know that? By yochid. So Omar Kra, hold your question, Rati. Vim nefesh vilmo tachton mi elyon. It's learned from the same parshas. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So Tosfos asked similar to your question is we have a rule that you can't learn a gzeirah shava and then a hekesh. So how do you know that a yachid? How do you know that a yachid also has the same story? The hekesh. It says it over here. It says it over here. So it's the same story. It's not a gzeirah shava. It's not the same word.
Right.
It's in the same parsha. Talking about the same ideas. So whatever ideas by tzibur, by a melech, by a kohen gadol apply to a yachid also. Now, how do we know they apply to them? Only from Gzeirah Shavas. So Gzeirah Shavas then learning a Hekesh, you can't do that. So that's Tosfos' question. But Kachin said maybe you could. So it's a complicated story. So what was your question again? Your question was using
the same exact thing.
With different sources.
Different sources to teach the same. You use one thing and extrapolate it everywhere else.
Right.
That's not what we're doing here. We're doing multiple sources to learn
the
exact same
thing. So the Rajbi asked your question.
Rajbi, that.
So one answer he says is that the chachamim who learned learned one gzeirah shava didn't have the kabbalah for the other gzeirah shava. They learned it from the rebbe. That's one answer he gives. It's a cheap answer, right? And the second answer he gives is that ashmas ha'am is even greater than gzeirah shava. That's not a gzeirah shava. It's a limud. It's ashmas ha'am. That teaches us that a Kohen Gadol is like a tzibur.
It has to work within.
It's not a Gzeirah Shava.
It has to work within the mechanics of right. The lesson that we learn.
Yeah. Exactly. I hear. Yeah, I don't know.
That really is coming out of left field.
What do you mean?
This piece at the very end is coming out of left field. One thing has nothing to do with the other, not connected at all.
Sure they are.
How are they connected?
Because it says in the Torah. Vim nefesh achat sechta b'shkaga, right? If one person will make a shogig,
yeah,
that's a regular Jew, right? That's the same perek as the parum davar shel tibur. That's pasuk chaf zayin, and the parum davar is in pasuk gimel. So it's the same parasha, so it's all the same thing.
Okay.
Next. V'lo b'avodas kochav. What?
We don't know.
Right, exactly. V'lo b'avodas kochav machiyoru. And also, same thing by avodah zarah. There's no parallel dover unless it's a psak first, and then they did some detail of avodah zarah. Some detail, right? But avodah kochav menolan. How do you know? Tana rabbanon. Lefishi yatzah avodah kochav mulidam ba'atzmo. Since avodah zarah has its own parsha, yachal. I would think yechayav and afilah dover she'ain to dono kares v'shigogas ochatos. I would think that it maybe even applies even if it's not something that you would do b'mezid. You get kares if you do b'shogig. You get ochatos. Therefore, Nemar Khan, it says over by Karban Tibur by Avodah Zarah, Me'ene, V'Nemar Lahalon, and it says by Parhalam Dover of other Averos, Me'ene, Ma'alahalam Dover says, Zonah Kares, Vishigaso Chatos, Af, Kol Dover says, Zonah Kares, Vishigaso Chatos. It's all the same. Ashkechan Tibur, that's only good by a Tibur that gets a psak, that they're allowed to bow down to idols or something, write some detail about Avodah Zarah, and they go ahead and do it. Ashikon Tzibor, Yachid Nafsi Mashiach Menolam. What about a Yachid, a Melech, or a Kohen Gadol? How do we know them? Same story by them. Amar Kra, V'im Nefesh Achas. It says V'im Nefesh Achas. Echad Yachid, right? Echad Yachid. That pasuk, by the way, Nefesh Achas, is not in Parshas Vayikra, where the Parhel Dover Shel Tzibor is. It's in Parshas, I think, Shalach or Korach, over there. It's one of those two. Korach or Shalach, I think Korach, where the Torah says the Halacha, of what happened if it's Tzibor worships Avodah Zarah. Different place in the Torah. But what does it say there? In Nefesh Achas, Echad Yachid, doesn't make a difference. One person, doesn't make a difference who you are, Echad Nasi, Echad Mashiach, Kula Meklal Nefesh Achasein, V'yil Matachton Min Elyon. And it's all learned out together.
Well, I asked this question yesterday.
Yeah.
Sorry not to ask because we were moving along. Why would the Nasi or the Mel be any different than anybody else? they need such a special.
It's a good question. System. So we're going to end. The Gemara is going to sort of talk about that question in the next 2 days.
Why don't you explain that to Kain Gadol? No. Why is Kain Gadol different?
The Gemara is going to ask that question also. The Gemara is going to ask that.
Why all those guys are different?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in the next few days. Ella.
It should be worse.
Why? Well, they bring different animals.
I understand that.
Right.
Right.
We're going to get, the Gemara is going to touch on it. I can't say it's going to satisfy you fully. It's going to touch on it. So, honey, chalaman damapik lei la'aleha l'gzereshava kidamaran. That's all good. That's all good if you use the, if you don't have the gzereshava of aleha. El rabbanon. But according to the rabbanon, damapik lei la'aleha la'arayos, I'm sorry. That's all good if you use the gzereshava to teach you that there was a gzereshava. We connected mezid, that the only time you bring a karmachatas is if you do b'mezid, right? If you do b'mezid, then if you should do b'shogeg, you bring a karmachatas. How do you know that? There's a gzereshava from achos isha, right? If you don't learn that gzereshava for this purpose, what do you learn the gzereshava for? Ella l'rabbanan. But according to the rabbanan, the mafkile l'aleha l'arayos v'tzaros, they use the word aleha in that pasuk there in about achos isha to teach you that if you're married to two women and then you die without any children and your brother is related to one of the women that you're married to, for example, it's your brother's daughter, who you're allowed to marry your niece, then there's no yibum and there's no chalitza either. And the tzara also not. That was like the first 10 blot of Maseches Yevamos. That's what they learned, that's what they use the word aleha for. So if you use that, Davar Shizdono Kores, Fishigatsu Chatas Menale. So how do you know that? How do you know that the only time you bring a carbon chatas is if it would be done amazing, it would be a kares? The Gemara says, Nafkalehu, Midamasnile, Rishu ben Levi Libre. They learn it from the place where Rishu ben Levi taught his son. Torah Achas Yilochem. It's one halacha, one Torah. Laose Bishkaga. One Torah for anyone who does a Bishogi. For Nefesh Hashtasa Biyad Rama, right? That's how you know that anytime you do a chatas, you do a chet b'shogig, you only chayav a chatas. If you did it b'mezid, you get kares. Huksha kol Torah kula avodas kachavim. The whole Torah is compared to avodas zara. Ma avodas kachavim shechavad al zonah kares for shigas of chatas. Just like avodas zara, that's true. Av kol, av kan shechavad al zonah kares for shigas of chatas. Very good. Ashkechan yachid. That's only for a regular person. Nasi Mashiach bein b'avodas kachavim. Bein Shar Tzibur Minolan. What about a Nasi, a Melech, and a Kohen Gadol? Yalef Elyon Mitachton. It's learned out one sugya from the other sugya, one parsha from the other parsha. Fine. Now, V'Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, who did learn the Gzeirah Shava, he did learn that Gzeirah Shava, Rebbe, right? Hadar Bishur Ben Levi Mayavid Lei. What does he do with the Rishuv and Levi's drasha? So the Gemara says, "Mapik lei l'kidatanya." He uses it for the following. What's Rabbi Levi's drasha? That it's a Torah achas yilachem. Everyone's the same. So how do we know what regarding what is everyone the same? Right? He Rabbi Shuv and Levi learned taught his son. That's how you know that anybody who does an avera b'shogeg, if they would have done it b'mezid, they get kares. Right. They get bring korban chatas. Every tibur yachid kohen gadol melech. Rebbe didn't need all that. He had it from a Gzeir Shava, from Aleph, from Achos Isha, crazy Gzeir Shava. So what does he do with the Rishuv and Levi's vart? So Gemara says like this, L'fisha matzino, shechilek hakasov ben rabim liyachidim. Because when it comes to irini dachas, there's a difference between a rabim and a yachid. Mm-hmm. Right? Rabim b'sayif. If the majority of the city worships the Avodah Zarah, they get sayif. Umamonim avad, and the money gets destroyed. Yachidim b'skila. Yachid gets skila for Avodah Zarah. Umonam Palat, and his money gets saved. Doesn't lose his money. The guy gets killed. He does get killed. So Yachal, I would think, Mechlat Bukharbanos Sehem. So there should be a difference in the Kabanos also. Talmud Lama, no difference. Tarachas Yolachem. It's one Torah. Okay? Maskeflor of Chilkia, Mehagrunya, Taima. The whole reason is, the Lochilek HaKasov. The reason why, so that what he's saying. The reason why the Kabanos are not different is because the Torah didn't distinguish them. Hachilek, but if the Torah did distinguish them, Havmin, I would have thought, Nachlog, that there should be a difference. Right? There should be a difference between what? There should be a difference between Yachan and Tzibur. Right? So then, My nicey. What would somebody bring in this case? Which case exactly? What?
As a chatos.
Right. So my nicey. In other words, what carbon could you possibly bring? The Gemara assumes that when it says it, had the Torah didn't do this. Had the Torah distinguished between Yachin and Arabim, I would have thought that you bring a different carbon. The Torah did distinguish. So it didn't distinguish. So there's no but if the Torah would have made a distinction, then it'd be a different carbon. The Gemara assumes it would be a carbon that no one ever brought before. No kind of carbon that anyone, no carbon in the Torah, a new carbon. What new carbon? My nicey, what would you bring? What animal? What animal could you bring that's not already brought somewhere else? My nicey. Nicey par? A par? Tzibur, b'shar mitzvot, hu d'maisi. That's what a tzibur brings when the whole tzibur makes a mistake by a non-avodah zarah mistake. Nicey par la'ola f'seir l'chatas? That one? A par for an ola? It's a tzibur, avodah zarah hu d'maisi. That's what a tzibur for avodah zarah brings that. Nicey se'ir? You want to bring a se'ir? Nasi b'shar mitzvot, hu d'maisi. That's what a melech brings. Nicey se'ira? Want to bring a female goat? Yachid nami hainu karbano. That's what a regular yachid brings. So therefore, we don't have a makar. What do you bring? We don't have a makar. Well, so therefore, it couldn't have. I don't need the gzeir shava. I don't need this limud. Anyway, it wouldn't have been possible. So itzrich. No. I would have thought. Tzibur might see par la'ola, fisir l'chatas. No, a tzibur could bring a par for an ola, and a tzibur for a chatas. Hani naisi ipcha. And I would have thought this guy brings the opposite. Par l'chatas, fisir la'ola. So it is new. No one brings that. Inami or, tzarek v'elon takana. Or no, you know what I would have said? Maybe he has to bring a carbon. Nothing the guy could bring. Guy's got no takana. Nothing the guy could bring. He can't bring a carbon. Kamashol, we don't say that. And tarachat yolachem. And there's no distinction. Okay. The kuli alma mihas ki ksivi hani bikra avodas chacham hu diksivi. Everybody agrees. Chumash should be helpful. Everybody agrees that those psukim talking about avodas zarah. Okay. So it's a little bit of a difficult gemara here because the gemara says something that hard to understand. Perk Tesvav, Pasuk. No, not. Yeah. Perk Tesvav. No, this is wrong. But midword Tesvav? No, what am I doing? Here. It says like this. The whole thing is three plukim, four plukim. V'chi sisku, if there's a mistake, this is in Parash HaShlach, I thought it was Korach HaShlach. V'chi sisku, make a mistake. V'loz asu is called mitzvos ha'elah shadibar Hashem al Moshe. And you don't listen to the mitzvos. Es asher tziva Hashem alokechem yad Moshe, min ha'yom asher yatziva Hashem v'hal dorzechem, you never listen. V'yem e'ni ha'edin es ha'shkog, you make a mistake. V'asu kol ha'edah par ben bakar echad la'ola rechni chorach Hashem. You bring karbanos, right? The next pasuk says, "V'chiper a kohen al kol das b'Yisrael, it'll be a kapara. V'nishlach lahem, it'll be a slicha. Ki kishkagahi v'hem eviyus karban." All next one, "V'nishlach lachol das b'Yisrael, it'll be forgiven. L'ger agar b'sochem ki chol am b'shkaga." What Aver is talking about? Doesn't say what Aver is talking about. Doesn't say what Avera. Right? Just a shogig. Kip says it's 10 times shogig, right? What's your favorite? So the Gemara says, "Kuli alma mihas ki ksivi hani kroy." Those psukim kroy by avodas gacham hu diksivi are talking about avodas zarah, right? My mashma. How do you know that? How do we know that? Right? Now it does say the mashal points out. That's from Pasuk Chav Beis to Pasuk Chav Vav. Then it says, "V'yim nefesh achas sechta b'shkaga." If one person makes a mistake, right? And then it says in the bottom over there, "Ki dvar Hashem baza," because he did a terrible thing. So it does say that, but says the Gemara, How do you know it's talking about Avodah Zarah? My Masha, how do you know that? Amar Rav, Avitam Rav Shur ben Levi, Ramalei Kadi, some say it was not, no one said it. Amar Kra, V'chisisku, V'lota Su, Es Kol Mitzvot Ha'ela. Remember I read that? V'chisisku, V'lota Su, Es Kol Mitzvot Ha'ela. Every mitzvah? Right? Ezu mitzvah shishakul v'chol ha-mitzvos. What mitzvah is connected to, what mitzvah is shakul to all the mitzvos? Havi'omer zeh avodah kachavim. It must be talking about avodah zarah. Right? There are like six mitzvos that are shakul to all the mitzvos. Right? So, some of them are as the tefillin and tzitzis are two of them. So, they're talking about, look, Shabbos is shakul. Maybe it's talking about Shabbos. Right? So, Tana Rebbe, Amar Kra, it says, Asher Dibur Hashem El Moshe. Right? Asher Dibur Hashem El Moshe. Okay? Uksiv, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokechem Biad Moshe. Ezu mitzvah shehi b'dibur shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tziva al-dei Moshe. Havyomer, zeh avodas kochavim. That's avodas kochavim. Right? Why is it avodas kochavim? Because, the Tana Derei Rishmol, Anochi, v'lo yilucha, b'pia gvur shamanim. Avodah Zarah, they heard themselves. They heard that themselves. Right? So it's different than every other mitzvah. No one, they didn't hear the rest. They couldn't hear the rest. Only they heard Avodah Zarah, they heard. That they heard. So therefore, it must be talking about Avodah Zarah. Tver Bishmol Tana. L'menayom asher tziva Hashem v'hol l'doroseichem. Right? It said, your whole life you've been this way. Ezu mitzvah she'nemar b'tchila. What mitzvah was said first? Havi omer, ze avodas kochavim. Avodah Zarah was said first. What was it first? What was it first? V'amar ma, what are you talking about? Eser mitzvah sestav Yisrael b'mara. There were 10 mitzvahs given in Mara before Aseres HaDibros. And you know what? None of them were Avodah Zarah. Whatever those 10 are, we don't know all 10. None of them was Avodah Zarah. But that we know for sure. Right? Dikziv, Ha'ayim, Shema, Tishma, Kalaj. Okay. Ela, Vachvarta, Kedishin, Meikara. Okay, that answer is not the right answer. That answer is the wrong answer. What is the right answer? The right answer is either that we heard it from Hashem, or that it must be talking about Avodah Zarah, because it's connected to or shakal to all the mitzvahs. Okay. Okay? Now, there are five mitzvos, we learned this in Shavuos, there are five mitzvos that you have to bring a carbon all over your raid. What's an all over your raid? All over is chatos, but it goes by your pocketbook. Right. The five mitzvos are, if you, someone who swears falsely, someone who swears that he doesn't have any edos to say. Shavuos edos, he swears falsely for edos. Number two, you swear falsely stam. About eating that cookie, not eating the cookie, you might make a mistake like that. Number three, tumah of the Beit HaMikdash, or tumah of Kachim. Right, I thought I was going to some museum, I went into the Beit HaMikdash, I was a Meshogi, bring all of yours for that. Or I ate Kachim, I didn't know it was Kachim, I ate that, bring covered all of yours for that. Those are the main three. The other two are a Yoledes and a Metzorah. Those are different because there's no three levels of price, there's only two levels, rich and poor. By the other three, there's rich, medium, and poor. Okay? Those are the five. So now the Mishnah says, Ein chayavin al aseh v'alos aseh shebemikdash. There's no such thing as a carbon parhel and davar shel tzibur about Tumas Mikdash. If the Bezin made a mistake and paskin that someone Tameh is allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and the whole Klai Yisrael went, they were all Tameh, and they all went, there's no Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. Why? Learn out of Pesukim. Right?
That's Dafka everybody?
What?
Dafka everybody?
What do you mean?
All? When you say all, it's Dafka all.
Well, Rov. We say Rov Klai Yisrael listens to the Pesach. So Rov, they paskin that they're allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash when you Tameh. Rov listen to that. There's no Kavan Davar Shel Tzibur. Why not? The Ben Hananel says, because first of all, a tzibur can't be an ani. What happens if the whole Klai Yisrael does that? Or row of Klai Yisrael? The carbon, they bring one carbon. What are they bringing? They're going to bring the cheap carbon. There's no such thing as an ani by a tzibur. Right? The carbon, Rebbe Hananel says that. Also, by the carbon Olam Yorid, it says nefesh. The word nefesh. And the Rebbe Hananel says that a tzibur is not a nefesh. Nefesh means a person. Not a tzibur. It can't be a nefesh. So it doesn't make any sense. So therefore there's no power helam davar if there would be a carbon oliyorid. V'ein mevi'in asham toloi ala sev alos mikdash. Also, you never bring an Asham Toloi, even a private individual person, never brings an Asham Toloi if it's regarding the Beis HaMikdash. I ate a piece of kachim. I'm not sure I ate kachim. Maybe I didn't. You never bring an Asham Toloi for that. Aval chayoven alasei valos asei shebenida. But you will bring a carbon olivioraid, or a carbon, not a carbon olivioraid, a carbon Asham Toloi, if you make a, if you're not sure about a situation with a nida. Umevim Asham Toloi, I'm sorry. Yichayev a carbon olivioraid alasei valos asei shebenida. V'mevim Asham Toloi alasei valos asei shebenida. And you'll also bring an Asham Toloi if there's a mistake, a possible mistake about a nida. Ezu mitzvah asei shebenida. What's an example of a mitzvah asei shebenida? Right? Parish menanida. You have to separate from anida the expected time that she's going to be anida. That's what it means. When she's anida, that's not an asei. Yeah. And asei means for his heart temp. Stay away from anida when she's going to become anida. Stay away. That's what we don't do that. We don't go near her wife when she's the time when she was last month when she was anida, because this month also she's going to be, maybe. So we stay away from that. It's an asei. The Be'er Sheva wonders, how can we give an example of what's an asei?
And is a horrible asei, what's called example to give?
Why?
Because it's really not a very good example.
But we don't give an example of the first case.
It's together, not a...
Oh, that's exactly the point. The Gemara's going to ask that question. But you hear what I'm saying? But we don't say, but the Mishnah gives an example of an asei of nida, doesn't give an example of an asei of tuma. What's an asei of tuma that you don't have to worry about? The Mishnah doesn't say... Right? Doesn't say a word. Umitzvah's lo sasei, what's a mitzvah's lo sasei? Lo safal anita. You can't have a relation with anita, that's clear. So Rashi says, look at the Rashi on the right side, it's the Rashi, almost where the lines are getting long, it's the last Rashi before the Gemara starts. It says, klomar, parash ben anita, klomar, besamach levest, next to the time when she, the bottom, further down, besamach levest, next to the time when she's going to become anita, so when you're with your wife, shouldn't pump that money become a nida. Why? Because it's coming. Because last month it came then to time. Dechziv v'shartem es b'nei Yisrael k'dim afarish b'megmar b'tzak l'shavuos p'perek yidiyas atoma. Right? Yes, toss is a rush. What's Rashi talking about? That's not a din d'oraisa. It's your question. That's a din d'rabbanan. Not being next to your wife, not being with your wife when she's going to be, when she's going, when she's a nida already, of course, that's a little kid. With the asay, what's that say? The say is stay away from her.
Right.
Stay away from her because it's coming. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi's talking about. That's not a deraisa. It's a chumrah. We have a zageder. You said a zageder. Stay away from her because it's going to, you don't want it to be in the middle to.
Get into a fight. What's the problem?
You don't want to get into problems. Stay away for a day before, right? Day and a half, whatever it is.
Right.
So what's Rashi talking about? That's not say of nida. Stay away. That's a gather.
Clearly not.
What?
Clearly not.
No. So the Tosa Rosh is a different answer. Tosa Rosh answers, what's that say? Crazy. I say also that say is, let's say you're with your wife, and in the middle of being with your wife, she says, by the way, I just became a nida. So that say is, you're not allowed to leave right away because now she's tummy. Now, what you're? It's an onis. It's an onis.
Right.
It's an onis. A freak thing happened.
Right.
But you're not allowed to leave. Right away, because you get enough from leaving, just like you get enough from going in. So you have to wait till Aver Mace. That's not right. Say. Wait till Aver Mace. That's a deraisa. Wait till Aver Mace. The question is, what's Rashi, what does Rashi mean by this Rashi? Because the Tosfos Rashi is right. It's only a din deraisa. It's only a din derabanan to wait a day before, not to go near your wife a day before, because it's coming. It's only din Rashi. To Rashi, it's a din deraisa. It's hard to. That's not true. So Rashi needs a hesber. But Tosfos Rosh found a different assay that you have to be careful about when it comes to anita. Okay, very good. Now,
that one's not that much better.
I know. Menahani Mili, how do you know the tzibur lo mechayvi carbon ba'alma? But how do you know that a tzibur never brings a carbon unless it's a chatas kavua, not an olav yoreid? How do you know that? The yachid asham talui namilo, and how do you know that a yachid never brings an asham talui on carbon olav yoreid averos? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rav Divi, Nemar v'asham bechatas, uba asham talui, v'nemar v'ashmo betzibur. All these words, ma asham biyachid bechatas kavua, in asham is bechatas kavua, af v'ashamu betzibur bechatas kavua. So too by the betzibur, it's only bechatas kavua. Uma tzibur bechatas kavua, af asham talinami ein ba ella al safik chatas kavua. So too by the asham taloi, it's only on a chatas kavua, not on a asham taloi of a carbon oliviore, which is not a kavua. Fine. Amri ihachi carbon oliviore nami. There may be a carbon oliviore nami. One minute. Maybe Karol Vianari Haksiv Vaya Kiyesham Achas Me'ele. Right? So we should learn out from there that maybe you do bring an Asham Tali on a carbon of the Ored Chatas. Danin Asham Min Ashamo V'in Danin Asham Min Yesham. Because if you're learning out the words Yesham, Asham, so then what's the difference if you learn that way or that way? So from the other pasuk, we could learn that if an Asham Tali about a carbon olive yored chet, you should bring an Asham Tali. No. So it says, no, we don't make a Gzer Shav like that. Asham and Ashamo. We don't learn Asham and Yesham. Says the Gemara, why not? My Naf Kamina, why not? Vatani Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Vishava Kohen or Baal Kohen. It says Vishava Ba, right, by something about going into the house of a Taras, and it's different words, Shav and Ba. But Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, but we have Gzer Shava, not the same word at all. Right? Yet, we make a Gzer Shava, something about the coin going back and forth. I don't remember what exactly the Gzer Shava is. For Od, Nalif, Min Asham, Mitomas Mikdash, Ukdashav. We have another Gzer Shava. Dixiv, Vutame, Vashem. Right? So what do you see? From an Asham Toloi, we can learn out that even if you bring an Asham Toloi, even on a Chet, that if you did a Peshogig, you'd bring a carbon olive oil, right? Amar of Papa, Dunin, the Asham, Umitzvot Hashem, Min the Asham, Umitzvot Hashem. Amalir of Shem, Barashi, Lir of Papa, Vinele, the Asham, Vinesias Avon, Min the Asham, Vinesias Avon. But what's wrong with that one? Ela, Amar of Nacham, Yitzchak, Dunin, the Asham, Umitzvot Hashem, Ashalosa Asena, Yashem, Umitzvot Hashem, Ashalosa Asena. Fine. Vayo Chiach, Shmias Kol, Buddhist of Asayim, Utumas Mikdashuk Dashav. Don't bring me Shavuot Eidos, and false Shavuot, and Tumas Mikdash Shukadashav, which are the only three mitzvos, Averos, that you bring a carbon olive oil read for. Shalonar Abahem V'asha Mitzvot Hashem Alosa Asana. It doesn't say those words, and therefore, we don't learn that out. Okay, so at the end of the day, there's no Asham Tali ever. If the Aver would have been something that if you did a Peshoga, you'd bring a carbon olive oil read for. Oh. Next, now the Mishnah says it straight out. Ein chayavin al shmias kol. You don't bring a carbon for a false oath. Al bitas ifasayim, or for a false, different kind of false oath. Vel tumas mikdash shekadashav. Right? You never bring a carbon all of your weight for these. Va'anasi kiyotze behem. Divir b'yotze aglili. Anasi, same story. Says b'yotze aglili. Rebekiva omer, hanasi chayav b'kulam. What do you mean? Why is the melech different from that? He's chayv in everything, chutz mishmias hakol, except for the edus one. Why? Because shamelach adon v'adonos av lo meidin v'lovidin osav. A melach can't give edus. A melach can't be judged, and a melach can't give edus. So melach can't give edus, so therefore, of course, how's he ever going to give edus falsely to have to bring this carbon? He can't give edus at all. He never can be called to testify. He can't get subpoenaed to testify. He can't subpoena the melach. So that's the only difference the Gemara is going to say about a melach. That he can't get tested. He can't be subpoenaed.
That's fine. That's not a reason. That can explain why it's good for an Asham Tali.
Right.
It doesn't give you an answer why a riddle of chatzis it doesn't break.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, we say who said it doesn't break? Only Kohen Gadol. Only Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a regular chatzis.
Only Kohen Gadol doesn't bring.
Yeah.
And
a melech does. It brings a different animal. Different animal.
I understand.
Richard, but he does bring. Oh, the Kohen Gadol. The kasha of the Kohen Gadol.
That's the only one.
Yeah. The Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a chatzis. Comes home from work, turns on Shabbos, turns the light on, doesn't bring a chatzis for that. Why not? Nobody knows. No, not a melech. A melech we never said no. A melech we said different animal only, different animal. Different animal. Different animals. Only a Kohen Gadol doesn't have to bring a carbon chatzis, we don't know why. So, different animal. But here's the only distinction about a melech. That a melech can't get testified, which is not a distinction, but nothing to do with anything. This is only about a carbon olive oil read. Right. Also, we said yesterday, and we're going to say the Gemara is going to bring it up again, that a Kohen Gadol is different because he has to bring his own carbon on Yom Kippur.
What's it for what?
So therefore he's different. He's in a different category. So therefore what? Right, so therefore what? Right. So, should we stop here? I will stop here. No, we're doing
where are you?
He's going to say, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.